Welcome to the API Experience. Hi, everyone. Let's let this API experience begin. My name is Matt McLarty. I'm the CTO of Boomi, and it's great to have you here. It's been a while, so it's delightful to once again chat with Mr. Mike Amundson. Mike, what are you up to?
I'm up to no good as usual. Keeping busy here in Kentucky. The weather's kind of up and down. Sometimes we have 70 Fahrenheit. Today it's more like 40. So we're just taking it as it goes, and I'm having a good time.
Yes. Climate volatility is the thing. We are here in Western Canada, in BC. The sun is shining. I think we're in the, at least in the 60s Fahrenheit, but what you Americans go by. We hit 21 a couple days ago, which is a big deal for us Canadians in March. Yeah, it's all going to start raining for 3 weeks after this, I think, starting tomorrow. But we'll enjoy it while it's here. I mentioned March, like it has been a while. We've been a few weeks off for various reasons. Things have been busy. Health is always a concern. So, but it's great. It's great to be back. Great to be talking. You can never rest for a second out there in the world of technology, in the world of APIs. I think what's the news du jour? I guess, I think NVIDIA made some big announcements yesterday about new chip technology that, you know, all the chips that everybody has on back order are probably obsolete now or something. We'll see. But it just seems to be all happening out there. But, one thing that is definitely happened, and I would say from our perspective kind of finally happened, and it's something that we've talked about a fair amount this year, is this idea of managing APIs as products or treating APIs as products. It's been a recurring theme throughout many of our episodes on this season. And, you know, I think it's just been a long time coming. So, in a previous episode when we were kind of recounting, or you were really helping to recount your experience at API Days in Paris, you had mentioned this track around API product management, how good it was. So we are very privileged today to have one of the co-track leaders for that track, Audrey Kolsky, who is an API product management consultant for the API Collective, is our guest today. Audrey, welcome to the API Experience.
Hello, and thank you for having me. I'm joining from Cologne in Germany. We've had a nice weather too, but now the sun is already going down, so it's nighttime for me.
Yes, time zones are a thing. Cologne, lovely, lovely city, lovely cathedral, of course. We're just so happy to have you on here. I think that we're going to get into the topic. Our title for today's show, by the way, is APIs Are Products, Finally. I kind of alluded to that. So lots to go through. And Audrey, I know you have a lot of really practical experience in this space. But for every guest, we always love to hear the origin story. We love to hear how people got into this field, as APIs are this, increasingly less so, but they're kind of this niche thing. So Audrey, what is your background when it comes to getting into this whole API space?
Yes, it's always interesting because everybody comes from a different space. I started my career as a developer, not a good one, but I was developing web services, so the ancestors, so already familiar with distributed services. After a while in this world, I realized it was not a career for me. And I had the opportunity to work at PayPal as a pre-sales engineer. So I was based in Paris. It's a commercial office they have in Paris. So I was working hand in hand with the salespeople, going to the online merchants and explaining them how to integrate PayPal as a payment method. And so I had a set of three APIs, and I was explaining how to make a normal payment, a delayed payment, a payment in several times, etc. And during that time, I realized that you could solve many different cases with the same APIs. So it started to hint that APIs were more than just an integration method. And after that, I took a role at Deezer, the French music streaming company, where I was there in platform product manager, and I was working with the APIs enabling the partnerships, like selling subscriptions via partnerships. And there I had the chance to do both pre-sales. I was talking with all the partners who were integrating and selling subscriptions via our APIs, but I also was in charge of developing those APIs. And after that, I started consulting with a little one-year break for parenting, but here I am. And the fun fact is that I didn't realize there was an API product manager title until after I left Deezer, and I got to know all the API Days crew and all this expert bubble. So it was really, I thought I was the only one to be interested to do only APIs as a product manager, but I discovered I was not, and it was really a good surprise.
That's excellent. I love how you start as a developer, you start working in pre-sales as a customer, you start working on platform levels. This gives you such a great perspective. And you know, we picked the topic today is a little bit lighthearted. APIs are products, finally, which is that notion of I think there are lots of people in the API space who've been kind of pushing this in various forms, like you say, API product manager titles, all sorts of other things. But Matt and I both have sort of noticed in the last year or so that this is really becoming a common theme. And the track that you co-hosted at API Days Paris was just such a great example of that. And it was such a wonderful group of people. But so it seems like it's taking hold. You've been around this space. You've sort of seen the shift, I think. Let's kind of talk fundamentals here. What is the definition of an API product, and why is it getting traction now to talk about APIs as products? From your perspective, what have you seen?
So I would start with what is not an API as product. The normal thing historically is to create APIs as an integration method, as a way to move data from a point A to a point B. When you do this, you're not really thinking about who is going to consume your API. You're not really thinking about how you're going to need to scale in the future, et cetera, et cetera. So having the product mindset around APIs mean really thinking about the customer, the consumers, so having a user-centric design, having a feedback loop, a lot of communication with both your functional consumer and your technical consumer. It's also being part of the company strategy, not only the public APIs, but even, you know, the APIs that build the architecture of your product. And it's also being ready to integrate APIs, to use third parties to enhance your product. So it's really a very broad subject, but yes, it's gaining traction. I would say that it's gaining traction in our bubble, but there is still a lot of evangelization. A lot of work of education to do outside of our bubbles.
I think it's interesting that you brought up the distinction there between the functional consumer and the technical consumer. And I think, you know, as you point out, maybe we're excited because having so much discussion around APIs as products and sometimes feeling like we're shouting into the wind for a few years there. Right, just to see this traction is exciting, but you know, I think you just alluded to some of the elements that are going to make you know, there's still a lot more that there's a long path ahead of us. I think that I would even say APIs as products are oriented towards thinking about this one consumer persona, which is around developers, but yet there are probably a lot more consumers, like business people on the consumer side, or, you know, the people who are going to be involved in the pricing discussions and legal discussions and all that. So that was just interesting that you alluded to that. And I think the more it comes out of this bubble, probably the more of those things that we uncover. Now, one area that I think has been a debate for a long time has been around, you know, internal. Can you have internal API products? You know, what are, you know, which, when should an API be treated as a product? There's lots of APIs out there. And I think this is an interesting question. It's probably not a yes or no question, but in your experience, like, when and should APIs be treated as products? Should all APIs be treated as products? Is there a distinction between external and internal APIs when it comes to treating them as products? Like, when do you decide that it's worth putting in that product management on an API?
All APIs are products. It is a yes or yes question.
Okay. There you go. Good provocative answer. Good. I like it.
Also, in this debate about internal, external APIs being products or not, I have a question for people who believe that only external APIs are products. Why would you treat your internal consumers, your internal clients, worse than your external clients? That's really something that you need to think about. You want your company to run smoothly. You don't want the developer from the team sitting next to you to be miserable every time he needs to integrate an API you've developed. You want him to find documentation that there is consistency in all the APIs from the company. And you want to have thought about his needs before developing this API. So that's really what you need to think about. Why wouldn't you want your API to be a product only to be not nice with the developer from your company? Mm. You know, I've been thinking about why people resist to calling APIs product. And I think it all comes out of a fear that someone is going to take some responsibility out of my job scope, or I'm going to have to go to a meeting at 7:45 every morning and look at all the Jira ticket for my internal API, etc. But when I mean all APIs are product, I don't mean that you need to apply a product methodology. You know, I'm not talking about this kind of thing. I'm talking about the mindset. I mean, a developer, an architect, everybody can have a product mindset. You don't necessarily need an API product manager to make a great API as product. You need the mindset. So you need to think about your consumer. Do I need to create an API? If yes, which API? With what technology? For who? What are my customer using? Where are they going to call my API, consume my API, etc.? It's more a question of mindset and what you're going to think about when you're going to design your API, rather than a question of methodology and process. Of course, there are some methodologies that are better than others to make a great product, but it's not the debate today. But it also leads me to think that APIs have evolved. And so we get now to a point that APIs are product. But it's also because product management has evolved. And a bit in parallel with the web APIs, the product management has evolved and has become less of a marketing position rather than a technology position. Before the product, they were taking something already constructed and taking the features, a pricing, a target, and marketing this. And now the product is really a function that is really involved in the design of the product, the strategy of the product. And that's also why APIs are becoming more and more products, and you should have more API mindset, API thinking when you do your APIs.
That's actually, I hadn't thought about it that way. What I'm hearing you say is one of the reasons we're talking more about APIs as products is that the world of product management is also changing as well. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a symbiotic relationship, a little bit of plus plus on either side then, isn't it? It's this notion that maybe products are evolving, that products are changing. And that means a different kind of management, whether it's an API or a digital product or maybe even a physical product. Is that right, or am I kind of overstating that a little bit?
No, I think that's right. Before you were taking kind of a finished product, you were not really involved in the design. And now, of course, there are also more digital products. so now the product is more, I don't know that word in English. Upstream in the product, sure. In the product design. Upstream, mm-hmm. is that yep. the word? Yeah. yes. So now the product manager is more upstreaming in the product design. Even for an application, you know, the product manager is going to take into account, okay, at the last iPhone, the last iPhone can do this now. So how am I going to take this technical capability and deliver a great experience with it in my product? And it's the same with APIs. You know, the product managers now also need to understand what you are able to do with the technology and what it implies, and to be able to talk with the consumers and the producers of the API to be able to leverage the value that can come out of it.
Wow. So that sort of leads me then to the next question that was on my mind that I wanted to talk to you about is, so as we mentioned, you co-led the API product track at API Days in December. API Days Paris is a great event in mm-hmm. December every year. So from what you saw, you had a great collection of speakers from, you know, a wide array of experience and perspectives. What are you thinking are some of the big takeaways from that track in December, and maybe even some surprises that might have surprised you along the way? What did you think about that?
So first, spoiler alert, it was the first time we were making a track about APIs as product, but it's not the last.
Very good. Very good.
Good news.
All right.
To be honest, I was a bit frustrated because when you say API as product, there is so many different subjects to touch on. And we had only one track one day. And so we could only have, I don't remember the number, maybe 12 talks. So I was a bit frustrated that we couldn't cover all the width of APIs as product as a subject. But yes, we had so many great speakers, and it was really nice to see how many people came and the different questions. And I think a lot of times the audience was quite technical, which is really good, because that's really dear to my heart, to convince the technology side of APIs that you need an API mindset. And I think we managed to interest them to the subject. So that's really nice.
Cool.
So just going back a bit to PayPal, your early experience in the space, right? Mm-hmm. I think it's interesting. You started in pre-sales. We had Emily Cannon on earlier in the season talking about her role as an API product manager. She's, I believe, started in pre-sales.
Yes, she did. Yes.
So you were helping the technical side of selling PayPal's digital services, and payment APIs were a big part of that. I think it's a great thing that Mike called out that you had said about products evolving. I'm sure even then, like, our notion of what API products are has evolved a lot since that point. But, you know, what were some of those early learnings about API products in that experience? Like, were you literally just selling the APIs themselves? Was there other stuff that went along with that? I'm just curious, because I think one of the things we talked about, the evolution of products and digital products and API products, you know, from a consumer's perspective, maybe they're looking for an API, but usually a lot of times they're just looking for a service that solves a particular problem, which the API might do. But what were some of the things you really learned, your aha moments early on in that PayPal experience?
Yes, at PayPal, the APIs are a standalone product. It made me realize, because not every merchant just wants to take a payment. Some want to take an authorization, and some days later they want to capture the amount of money. Some want to take the money in 2 times, 3 times. some want to register the payment method. And it made me realize that with the same set of APIs, it was so flexible that we could answer to so many use cases. It's really where I started to have the hint about what is product management, what are products, you know, the product mindset. And I had the chance of working there with two product people who are really the stars of the product management and the product design in France, who are Rémi Guyot and Tristan Charvillat, who wrote a book on product discovery recently. And so that's really where I started to understand that APIs are more than just a payment integration method or an integration method. And that's why, I had little, in French, we say little ants in my leg, and I wanted to move on to another role and have, you know, to be able to design my own APIs. Because, of course, PayPal is a huge company, and in Paris, it was just a commercial office. We were very far away from the development and the payment product teams at the time. PayPal has a really very good monitoring, good KPIs, etc. So by analyzing why some merchants were performing better than others, we were able also with our technical integration guide to also provide visual design, like you should have the logo here and this wording, etc., etc., to give them tips on how to have a better payment conversion using PayPal. So that was really an interesting project that I was leading at PayPal too.
So if I get it, you're now not just managing your own product, but you're sort of helping consumers of your product to improve their product strategy as well. Is that right?
Isn't that what APIs are about? You have value, you have expertise, and you're not just putting your APIs out in the world. Of course, you can have a portal and people can self-serve, but if you don't tell them all the power of your APIs, everything that you can do with your APIs and some tips, of course, it might end up badly or not good integrated. So yeah, you have an expertise to provide not only through the APIs, but also how to integrate them and how to make a nice experience for the end user of your consumer.
So, you know, a lot of times the literature, the presentations, the writing about API products focuses a lot on the design of the product. I know I end up doing that quite a bit. I talk a lot about design thinking and all these other elements in order to treat an API as a product. But it turns out products have a long, long life cycle. Design is just one of the things. There are lots and lots of things, implementation, security, testing, maintenance, change management. There's lots and lots of areas. So, and I think this comes up in your work, in your masterclass that I saw you were teaching as well. Maybe you could talk a little bit about what are the other things besides design, which are also important, and how maybe to make sure we don't overlook those in the process.
Yes. So first, I see you've been listening very carefully in my masterclass. It's really good. You have your certification. That's really good. So yes, you mentioned the API as a product has a life cycle. And of course, the product manager is going to be involved in all the phases of the life cycle. I think it's like a car. So sometimes the product manager is going to be driving. Sometimes he's going to be on the passenger seat. At the front, sometime in the back, and hopefully never in the trunk. Of course, the role of the product manager is going to start at the strategy. Should we build APIs and in the design? But then in the development, in the testing, of course, the API product manager should be here, or the product mindset should be here, to make sure that the API is really answering to the customer needs and that everything is taken into account. I mentioned in the masterclass, of course, the security. This can seem like a very technical subject, and for 95% it is. But if you take, for example, the Cambridge Analytica scandal from a few years back, the issue was not something technical. Mm-hmm. It's not someone who hacked the API. It was not a breach. It was someone who used the API and took the data and used it wrongfully. So I believe here the product mindset should help to make sure that this cannot happen. Writing good terms and conditions, having a great communication with your API consumer, monitoring, etc. I think it's all part of this to make sure that security is not only technically good, but also functionally, and that the consumers are being responsible.
Definitely.
Yeah. So that's an example. And then, of course, in the rest of the life cycle, you're going to have the monetization. That is a big subject, and there are a lot of literature, a lot of talks around here. And of course, the product manager, product mindset definitely plays a role here. And in all of this part that you were mentioning in a previous podcast, how to engage with the community, how do you get your first API consumer, and how do you get the next, and how do you keep them engaged? So that's also a big part of the role, creating a community that they're able to find your API, find the documentation. Of course, API portals, developer portals are also a big topic in the API world. So yes, there are many, many different aspects of the life cycles where the API product manager or someone with a product mindset has a role to play.
This is the API experience, brought to you by Boomi.
I think, yeah, I'd love to sort of, thinking about what you were describing at PayPal, where you were sort of learning through the KPIs you're observing and helping customers do better with, you know, consuming the problems they're trying to solve with the API, and how you're just describing those different characteristics around beyond just design. You've talked a lot about integration, and integration's a big word, right? It's a heavy word. It seems like it's more than just technical integration. Like, you've described some examples of business integration, but how much responsibility, it sounds like it's stuff that you've done at PayPal for companies that are out there looking to launch API products. I know we've talked about, you can't take the mindset that if you build it, they will come, where developers will just show up. But how much responsibility do you think API product companies should take when it comes to, you know, those integration tasks outside of their control? So the PayPal example, do you think that's something that companies should really think about, how they help their own customers use the APIs and solve their business problems?
Yes, of course. So first, if you build an API without thinking about how people will need it and how they will use it, you're going to build the wrong API. So that's the first thing. And then the API producer, so a company who wants to produce API and who wants people to use it, need to have a certain role as advisor, as expert. And so not only you're going to sell your API and its value proposition to another company, but you're going to help them imagine a little bit what their product is going to look like with your API capabilities inside. For example, it's quite simple. PayPal was a payment method, but we still were creating mockups with PayPal within the website we were trying to convince. And, you know, helping people visualize what the API is going to look like within their product really helps. And third, I think the companies really do have a responsibility of monitoring, checking, etc., to make sure that their API is well and their company is well represented, that their API is used for the right purpose, and also that it's functioning properly. I've seen cases in companies that I've worked with where it takes some months to realize that a little something is broken, that someone consuming the API has too many error message, too many errors popping up, and they don't know why, and you can help them. So it's a full responsibility from building the right API, helping people getting value out of it, and making sure that it's used properly.
That again, just sort of opens up this notion that APIs as products, APIs are kind of quirky products. There's a part of this which is technical, which we've talked about. Now you've also talked about how really you're sort of in a position of helping your API, your product consumers, use your product in a way that enhances their world. That there's this traditional sense, and then there's this sort of this notion of how it's deeply embedded into the way your API consumers use the API and how that affects their customers. It's a sort of an interesting chain. And this, again, even once you get this started, this changes over time. You've used the word evolution a lot, I think. And so how is it, once you're sort of helping customers craft their products using your product, how do you deal with the evolution of, in general, so the evolution of your product, the evolution of their product? How do you not break things, whether you're in a streaming space or in a payment space? It's very important that things always work, right? How do you deal with that? This is another aspect of product management for APIs, I think.
I think it's the universal answer. I'm not talking about the number 42, but the word communication. Communication is the key. You want to have a direct line with your API consumers, may they be technical or functional once again. You want to know what they want in the future. You want to talk with them about what is their vision, what is their strategy, where they are going, and how you can accompany them better. And you want to talk with them about what they would want more from you. And so, of course, if you're building a feature that nobody wants, and for this they need to change version, none of your consumer will do it because they won't have the incentive to do it. There is nothing in this new API, this new version that they want. So if you've discussed it before, if you had clear communication channels and you're building the API for your consumers, they will want to evolve with you. And I think more than that, it's you were talking about symbiosis. I think the strategy of both the API producers and the API consumers are in symbiosis. Both products need to evolve in a parallel and in the same way with the same vision.
Hmm. Wow.
Yeah, it's definitely communication is so fundamental. And I think that's, we're talking about the what's to come in the evolution of API products, what's to come. Clearly, I think getting more structure or best practices around how you can have more proactive communication between, you know, after the sale, after the consumption. Mm-hmm. It's definitely something that we see a lot. You know, maybe there's release notes or things, but having effective, scalable communication strategies from provider to consumer and from consumer back to provider, is lots of room to grow there for sure out there in the community. So this, I mean, we've covered a pretty broad spectrum of all things API products. But of course, we mentioned off the top that you are an API product management consultant for the API Collective. It's very intriguing. So what, you know, tell us more about the API Collective, right? How are you helping organizations and how can people engage?
Yes, so the API Collective is a group of people. And so I mainly work, I consult with Claire Barrett from APIs First, and Mario Caninioja from Osengo, that of course you know very well. And so we work with our clients and with other experts from the API world. And we mainly help our client during their digital transformation to think APIs first and to build the right architecture to be able to leverage APIs, to build API capability in-house. We're not delivering them a big file saying, here's what you need to do. We really do with them until they are able to do themselves. And so diffusing API knowledge throughout our consultancy, that is from the more architecture side to the strategy communication during the digital transformation.
That's a great perspective. That's a great point of view. It's very cool. You know, there's so many things that I picked up from this talk, from attending your master class, and as well as talking today. But I think one of the big takeaways for me was this feedback pattern, this symbiosis that we talked about, this notion that products change in general, and that makes product management change as well, and that it isn't just API products that are changing, but all sorts of products. It's been a really, really refreshing conversation. I want to thank you very much, Audrey, for your time today.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I'm really happy to have had this discussion with you. And I'm really sorry that my sister Andrea was not able to make it.
No, you got me.
Ouch. Oh,
man.
Well, you almost made it, Mike.
Oh, man, I almost got out of this. So frequent listeners will probably recognize that I praised this masterclass, this API products masterclass, when we were talking about the API Days France, but I made a particularly egregious blunder, and I renamed Audrey Kolsky, right? I called you Andrea, and I did it, if I remember correctly, multiple times. Is that right, Matt?
Yes.
Oh, God. Oh, jeez. I'm so sorry.
This is good. This is like the audio whiteout here. So that anyone who may be confused at this point, having listened to the API Days episode, now knows. But yeah,
there was only
an honest mistake.
Oh, man. So I passed the masterclass, but I did not pay attention to the instructor's name.
Indeed.
That is not a good sign.
Well, you'll never forget now, Mike. You will never forget now. So
absolutely.
I just echo what Mike said. So many learnings here, so much about this feedback patterns and evolution. And, you know, I love you calling out communication as one of the main ways of dealing with all that change. And it's desperately needed. But so many other lessons in here. We learned a lot. Hopefully our listeners learned a lot. I'm sure you did. So thanks very much, Audrey, again.
And thank you again for having me.
Yes. And thank you, Mike.
You bet.
And thank you to the listeners. Hope you enjoyed this as much as we did. And we look forward to bringing you the next API experience. Bye for now.